When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dead in Hip Hop, D365. Know what it is? It's your boy, Fever 24/7, here with Mr. Kenneth B. Inch. And today we are talking about an up-and-coming rapper, 22 The Light. The name of the project is 1922. Ken, before we go into the grading scale, the way that I found this artist, he had a sponsored IG post. And I was like, oh, I don't know him. Obviously, he's coming up on my shit, so he got to be rap. Looked them up. Okay, you got a project. Put them on the damn docket. Let you know. You wanted some shit that was fresh. Ken, this joint dropped April 5th of this year.
Oh,
so okay. I was like, all right, cool. It's new. He's out. We don't know who he is. So let's put it on the docket. Now, that being said, the features, Ken. There were no features, so we will skip that one. The production. What are you giving the production?
F.
I'ma give it a D.
Okay.
I'ma give it a D. I don't think it was trash. I think he made a lot of it trash, but we'll get into that. The rapping singing.
F.
I can't disagree. What about overall?
F.
I give him an F+. Because he had a D in
there. That was the thing.
He'll give him the F plus. Ken, I don't know. I don't know why that shit came across my goddamn IG sponsored shit.
I don't know either.
And look, that's I listened to it.
Spent, bro.
I listened to it twice begrudgingly. Because I had to make sure what I thought it was the first go round was actually what I thought it was. And I was like, bro, first of all, you know what? I'm not even mad at 22 The Light. I'm mad at whatever fucking higher up streaming service, whoever the fuck the manager is to appropriately put people in genres. This shit not fucking hip hop, number one. Mm-hmm. This shit is not hip hop. And you know what, Ken? I got angry and I'm like, fuck, man, I'm becoming an angry Cuban man. And I understand now how you felt years ago because it's disrespectful to hip hop to be like, well, what is he? Well, fuck, just throw me hip hop. This is not fucking hip hop. Mm-hmm. As much as I fuck with Post Malone and you don't, I understand why you don't. But I've always agreed, he's not hip hop. He's mm-hmm. not a fucking rapper. This guy is not a fucking rapper. Why are we putting this in hip hop? How is this classified genre? What about it is hip hop?
I don't know. I honestly thought it was R&B. I didn't even know they even put it in hip hop. You know, and yeah, I listened to it more than once.
It
you
was
know,
hard.
But I didn't need to.
Nah.
You know, I was like, yo, is this guy trying to be a fake Weekend? Like, what are we doing here? But then it was like parts of that was the Weekend, call him Hump Day. And then you got the rest is like this other thing. And then at one point, I'm like, what is this other language? It seemed like he's rapping
yep.
in.
Yep.
So when I checked the lyrics yep. are in English.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, well, are they translating it or what in the world is going on? Bro, this shit was awful. And I really honestly hope he does not come across this review.
but Ken, look, we always got to look at both sides of the fence. Maybe this will get him a little bit more invigorated to do something different. Because here's the thing. I don't know. Again, this is not hip hop. And I don't think he's American. Mm-hmm. Because obviously he sounded very fluent in whatever language he was mm-hmm. speaking. And I looked at the lyrics too. I'm like, bro, I know I'm getting old. I know my hearing ain't all that. But that's not English. And then he would sprinkle it in, and I'm like, wait, yep. hold on, what is going on? Like, he had me fucked up for a minute. Mm-hmm. So I had to look at the lyrics too, Ken, but I hope he does come across this shit because, number one, whoever your manager is, or what was this shit released under? Hold on, let me see, let me look at that. Ver. Okay, VER. I don't know what the fuck VER is. I don't know if that's your record label. I don't know if that's your... I don't know what it is. But don't misgenre your music because it will get annihilated coming across our desk. It just is what it... I don't know no other hip-hop, and I said hip-hop review. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? No other hip-hop primarily review content platform that is going to okay this, bro. Your shit not hip-hop. And it's... And here's the thing. It's bad. Like, Money Over Flowers. The album is all over the place, Ken.
Yeah.
You said Weeknd. Weeknd can sing, whether you like him or not. This nigga can't sing. And he can't rap. And it's like, who doing your production? And then who's doing your mixing?
Yeah.
Like, this was bad, Ken. This is very bad.
He must got a really good promo team, because I've never heard of this dude. Mm-hmm. But he definitely got a post on rap on IG, and then on rap music on IG. I was trying to just see comments. I was just trying to see if maybe I was just old and out of touch.
Nah, Ken, because look, I'm looking at him on YouTube. He only has 96 subscribers, so he ain't got a lot of motion. He ain't got a lot of motion.
So PR team is strong. I think it needs to stop here, you know, and it's like, I wish there was something I heard that I could say, maybe if they did this or that.
Prime example, we just recently did them. Yeet. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Very different, very eclectic, very out of touch for us. But it was like, hey, bro, there's something here. This nigga is extremely unique. He's doing something that's different. And it's like, you know, we said that we're going to check out other projects to see if this is the norm or if this is the one-off. Because I want to say the name of the project was 2093 or some shit like mm-hmm. that. Like, is this your interpretation of hip-hop in the future? Or is this, like, just the music that you do? I don't care about the interpretation of 22 to Light. Like, this is not, and I don't care of the genre either, because we do R&B here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this ain't it.
And the nerve for it to be 48 minutes long. I was so offended. I'm out on my walk. It was the longest walk. It was one of the longest walks I have this year. And I kept, like, I think it got to, what song did it get to? And I was like, yo, we got to be almost done now. And this shit was like, I still had 20 minutes to go. I had 20 minutes to go. It was Hate Love. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, shit, we almost at the end. Man, I looked. We still had Elements, Birds, Ginger Ale, Space.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, this is insane, bro. This ain't it.
This was so hard to get through, Ken. I was sitting at the crib listening. And I was like, yeah, let me just throw on a YouTube video. And then you know how you go down the YouTube rabbit hole. I watched like two or three videos. I'm like, fuck, I still got to listen to this. All right, let me start back where I was. This is like, oh, now let me watch some. This shit was bad. This shit,
yeah,
nothing interesting. I understand where you get the Weeknd vibe about it, but nah. 22 to Light, I hope it dims. And I don't mean that in a bad way. You know, I don't want you to unalive yourself. I'm just saying, bro, the spotlight on the stage is turn it off, because ain't nobody watching.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Definitely no replay value. I'm not recommending this to nobody. Like I said on the last review of Vernon Harris, you may not like us on this one. You may not like us tomorrow either. I don't know. It's just, it's a bad weekend. We out. Peace.